The results of a sleep and stress survey. I think I know where this one's going. I'm so stressed.
I've had no sleep.
Well, this is actually Blackmores, the supplement company, have just conducted what they call their sleep survey with thousands of people in Australia. And they've actually found that 51% of those who suffer from insomnia blame stress for their lack of sleep, which, like you say, is probably not that surprising. And 46% of the people who are stressed cite money and finances to be the cause. So, you know, there's a big issue for people at the moment. And the most common reason for the insomnia was obviously stress, but the inability to switch off an overactive mind. And we do tend to live a 24-hour, million miles an hour lifestyle these days.
Oh, no.
And, you know, I went on holiday for a week recently, and it took me about 4 days to actually stop thinking about things that I shouldn't be worrying about, and then it's time to pack up. It's quite silly. So, but there are a couple of things that you can perhaps try to do. And the first thing I would say is get physical. before you start thinking those kinds of things, regular exercise is probably the best thing you can do to reduce stress and help you sleep. But don't exercise too late, as the body still needs time to wind down.
So I get a headache if I exercise at about 5 o'clock in the afternoon.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Maybe not.
That could be psychological, though.
So you need to give yourself about 2 hours between your exercise session and the time you plan to go to bed. Otherwise, you'll actually be too amped up. Sleep in a quiet, cool, dark room. And I don't know about everyone at the moment, being so hot in summer, just not sleeping very well. So you need to make sure that your room is cool, and that will actually make a big difference. And avoid caffeine and alcohol after 3 p.m. I'm not sure how easy that's going to be for a lot of people.
I always knew there was a case for drinking gin at 11 in the morning.
Exactly.
It's before 3 p.m.
It's just whether you can stop after 3. These both will speed up your metabolism and your heart rate, and can actually, you know, last from 8 to 14 hours in your system. So a glass of wine might send you to sleep, but it will result in unsettled sleep. So there's a few tips there for you.